Thunder Bay, one of the longest-serving directors of education with the Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board, is calling it a career. "It's a very emotional time," said Pino Tassoni, who will retire at the end of this school year after 10 years in the role. Tassoni started his career in education as a grade 7 and 8 teacher at Sacred Heart School. He went on to teach and be a principal at other schools across the city. He held the vice principal role at St. Ignatius High School for 3 years and later as principal. Eventually, Tassoni became superintendent of education for grades 7 to 12 schools with the Catholic Board for 2 years before being appointed as the director of education. "I'm proud of the fact that we've had a great technology plan where we spent millions of dollars to ensure that all students and staff have devices in their hands to enhance learning," he said. He also expressed his pride in some of the new spaces created for students to enjoy inside and outside of the traditional classroom. "We've installed 2 world-class turf fields to enhance physical education, athletics, and community partnership. We've also installed state-of-the-art playgrounds in all our elementary schools to enhance play-based learning. We've enhanced design technology and science labs, and we are especially proud of installing cultural rooms in all our grade 7 to 12 schools to enhance indigenous education." Tassoni noted the decision to retire wasn't an easy one. "It was a very tough decision. The job, teaching, and kids have become my life and define who I am. The board will always hold dear to my heart." He noted that the board will decide whether to bring him back in the next year to help the new director transition into the role. When asked what his next plans were, he didn't really have any. "I'm really looking forward to a lot of rest. I just want to sit back and, more or less, relax and just enjoy. I just want to take this opportunity to thank the entire Thunder Bay Catholic School community, from the Board of Trustees to our staff, to the parents and families, and most importantly to the students, for entrusting me to lead and serve such an incredible board. That has been extremely rewarding to me." The board is hoping to have a replacement fill the role over the summer.